Hello everyone, welcome to White Hmong Reading and Writing Course. This is Lesson 29. This is the course review. I won't be reviewing any of the materials in this transcript because it's already on the transcript, so I encourage everyone to read the transcript before taking the final exam. In this lesson, I will just point out what's in the transcript and what's to study for, to practice in order to do good on your final exam, which is the next lesson. So take a brief look at the lessons. I list a few general information about the White Hmong, the RPA system, who created, how many alphabets are used, how many tone markers, simple consonants, complex consonants, simple vowels, complex vowels. Take a look at that. It will be in your test 2. Then I list all the tone markers, 8 of them. Again, tone description. I list up all the simple vowels, 6 of them. And then the simple vowels with the tone markers. And complex vowel along with the tone markers. I also list the simple consonants. There's 17 of them. And the complex consonants, 2-letter. Complex consonant, 3 letters. Complex consonant, 4 letters. And then I'd also put out a word structure and the pronunciation, very similar to the lesson that you learned so far. I have 3 example of a simple consonant, 3 example of the 2-letter complex consonants, and the 3 letters and the 4 letters as well. And then all of the text reading that we learned so far or we read so far, I have put all of them in here. So this is a great transcript that you could practice your reading, pronunciations, have a look of all the vowels and consonants, and get prepared for your final exam. The final exam is pretty much similar to all the tests that you took in your worksheet portion. But there is one thing important about the final exam that I will like to tell you. I assign points to questions and to different topics of the final exam. And the reason there are points is because I want to keep a record of all the people who took the final exam. And I would like to grade them and send the tests back to you. So the way how it works is that you print out the final exam, handwrite your exam. Maybe you could scan it and send it back to me through email. I will print it out, grade it, and scan it and send it back to you, and we'll give you a score. The final exam is worth 200 points. And then I will post the score up for everyone to see. Well, for those that doesn't mind sharing their score, I will have a list posted on the website, and we will put them up according to the highest score going down. So that's why I want to make the final exam to have points in it. So this is all I want to say for the review and the progress checklist. You should be able to understand and distinguish the difference between tone marker, vowels, and consonants. Construct, pronounce, and translate all words and sentence from all the lesson and worksheet that we learned so far. You should be able to read and comprehend most or all the written materials in White Hmong using the RPA system. So if you have any questions on a particular consonant, words, subject, you can let me know by emailing me at learnmong@monglessons.com. learnmong@monglessons.com, or go to monglessons.com and comment me there. Okay, now the final exam topics, which I also put in this review. There will be 20 points on the general questions about the RPA Hmong writing system. There will be 20 points on dictation. There will be 15 points on matching. Fill in the blanks will be 12 points. Translation will be 60 points. Consists of an English translation to Hmong and a Hmong translation to English. A reading comprehension, 13 points, and a writing portion of it, 60 points, with a total of 200 points. So the best way to study for it is to do the readings from the transcripts and review the tests that you've taken so far with the answer, which I do provide them to you. And also review the worksheets, which I also provide answers for. Okay, good luck. Let me know if there's any questions. And lesson 30 will be a quick audio recording, mainly for the dictation portion of it. Okay, take care. See you in lesson 30.